to the annual conference of the Garda Representative Association, which has been told Gardaí still do not have the proper training or equipment to deal with riot situations like that in Dublin last November. The association today passed motions calling on the Garda Commissioner to ensure that every Garda is trained, has a helmet and proper foot protection. Garda headquarters said today that more than 1,000 Gardaí have been trained in public order and more training courses are starting next week. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has been speaking to Garda John Joe O'Connell from County Kildare about his experience on the night of the Dublin riot.
On the night, I was actually sitting at home watching some television with my good wife, and I started receiving calls and text messages from colleagues who were on their way to Dublin, who were in Dublin dealing with the riots, and that was basically the communication on the night. So I made a decision, yeah, I'm going up, so I left my house.
So that was a personal decision, that wasn't an instruction or
no.
A direction from Garda headquarters?
No. And like on the night, what I say, nobody was interested in what are my entitlements or what's my shift. We're getting up to Dublin to help our colleagues, end of story. So this came from the guards on the ground, okay? We got together, there was, I think in my instance, there was 16 or 18 of us in a Garda van, got together in Naas and headed up. 16 or 18, a couple of sergeants and members of my own rank, Garda rank, and we grabbed whatever we could. Some of the more senior guys there brought up a protective riot helmet that we were issued with 15, 20, 25 years ago. Every Garda recruit was issued with, but the junior members did not have this particular equipment, and we found up in Dublin we had many members, the ordinary guards on the street, were really exposed on the night. You wouldn't expect anyone to walk onto a building site, they wouldn't be allowed to walk onto a building site without a hard hat, yet our members were there facing assault, serious more than verbal abuse, physical abuse, assaults, spat at, implements thrown at them, and they're wearing a soft cap. You know,
so 15 or 20 of you people came from Naas in the back of a Garda van,
yeah.
And just where did you just jumped out in O'Connell Street? And
there was actually instructions for us came through. Don't ask me where the source was, that we were to parade in Westmoreland Street actually. And on our journey into Dublin city centre, it got very difficult to navigate through abandoned buses and vehicles that were along the quays. And we stepped out and assisted colleagues who were along the Halfpenny Bridge and up along the quays. And we eventually made our way up to O'Connell Bridge. And, you know, it's well documented. I'm in the Guards since 1996. And it was quite amazing standing on O'Connell Bridge at a burnt out double-decker bus and a burnt out patrol car. Quite amazing to see those things and yet know that you're there exposed without the proper equipment and proper training. You're looking at a Garda van carrying public order members with every single window broken out of it. Kind of crazy stuff really, but I suppose I would be very proud of the members that I worked alongside with that night, who brought CAM back to Dublin city centre.
I am public order trained, and from talking to my colleagues not only in the south central but across the DMR, there's been a lot of feedback in relation to defects with the equipment. Is one member, he's attached to South Central, who unfortunately was lost a toe as a result. So again, it's included in the motion that we're calling for management. That issue has been identified now. It needs to be resolved. It needs to be resolved ASAP.
Well, what is that issue?
There's not sufficient protective equipment in relation to your feet. So you do have full body armour. It doesn't cover the feet. You are issued with public order boots. That boot failed on the night and it needs to be resolved ASAP. It has been identified now. It's not, if this happens, it has happened and it needs to be fixed.
What about communication on the night?
Yeah, again, a lot of feedback through that was, obviously public order members would have a fire retardant balaclava on and a riot helmet. So when members of rank sergeant or inspector were given the order for tactics and so on, it was very, very hard for the members on the front line to hear it because it might come through your tetra radio, but if you've no earpiece in, obviously in a riot situation quite loud, you wouldn't be able to hear it. So there was issues on the night in relation to communication.